in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Max and Friends and To the Max right here on LA Talk Radio. Sorry we are late, but like a period, better late than never. We're here, everyone. So tune in. I'm going to be like on speed and crack right now because before Tamara, we do anything. Hi, my love. Yeah. How are you?
I'm amazing. All right. I am so glad to be back on the show.
I have to give major drops real quick. You were just listening to CBS News, so thank you, CBS News, for giving your news clips here at LA Talk Radio. Also, I've got to say a big shout-out to Akil at Hippocrates Day Spa or Spa and Wellness Center in Florida, as well as my man, Dr. Ronnie, at the Center for Health and Wellness in Florida. Big up to you. Happy birthday, Joey, Sean, Steven, Brianna, Rocco, and Lisa. Love you all. Happy birthday. The reason why I'm like this, Tamara, is because you know tonight is a big night for LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends.
Oh, everybody just fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a ride.
Now, the reason why it's going to be a ride is because here's the deal, okay? We have so many people trying to blow up the line and call us because we have the amazing Maria Papapetros on the show tonight. She's going to be with us in just a moment. She is psychic to the stars, everybody. Check out her site, M. I'm going to spell it once and then go on to LA Talk Radio to hear how it is. M. Papapetros, PAPAPETROS.com. But she's going to come on. She's going to plug herself because, my God, has she worked with everybody from Vanessa Williams to Goldie Hawn to us right here on LA Talk Radio. We're going to open up the lines, Tamara, tonight to all of our listeners. Uh-huh. So Maria asked me before we have anyone on, be specific with your questions. Because don't be like, how's my love life? Because you know what? How it is if you got to ask her, you already know how it is. But if you want to know a serious question, be specific. So, Tamara, how was your week?
Oh, my gosh, Max. Absolutely incredible. Me and my guy are just like doing amazing and just, you know, loving life. And yeah, it's been pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Go exciting. Well, we're going to have an exciting show tonight. I don't want to waste any more time because Maria Papapetros Amore is here. Maria, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Maria.
I'm fine. Can you guys hear me?
Of course.
Yes.
Well, I don't know because I put that speaker thing on so I can hear this lovely voice next to you, Max. I hear this sweet, wonderful voice.
Well, that's my co-host, Tamara.
Well, I hear you promising a lot of things, and me knowing how psychic you are, I think you're going to help do the readings today because you are going to have a lot of people calling you.
Well, you know what? The number here, everyone, is 323-203-0815. We're going to get to those lines in just a minute. Don't call us yet because we got to talk to Maria because Maria has a workshop in New York City on Tuesday. So, Maria, why don't you tell us about your workshop?
Well, Max, I'm a firm believer that every single person on earth is psychic. Mm-hmm. It's not just a privilege of the chosen few. And I feel that it is about time that we all develop what it is that we have been given, that's our birthright, develop it into a useful skill and use it for everyday living so we can get more mileage out of life.
Oh, I love that.
And I believe in a quick process, so I have designed a workshop that's about 3 hours, that in one evening, I dare you to come, in one evening, you're going to learn how to read psychically and or better. Now, what would I do for you? Well, first of all, it will give you more confidence, because like if one has never done that before, they say, well, gee, if I can do that, I can do anything. Do you know? It helps a lot. I'm a firm believer that we create our future.
Yes.
So, I mean, God and the universe, they do have an agenda, and they say, well, we can do this and this and this, but then we have a free will and choice. So a good psychic reading would give someone their choices, and then they can build a life. So that's what I'm going to be teaching. And
Now, how can people get in touch with you? What's the best phone number for people to reach you?
to reach me for the workshop and or prior at 212-935-4441.
212-935-4441. That is Maria's number to her office in New York. Store it in your phones. Maria charges, you charge roughly about $300 for a 30-45 minute session?
Per session.
Now,
so the session is about 30 to 45 minutes. All questions that day and or any other day, indefinitely, they're free of charge.
Okay.
People can call me when they have their questions afterwards.
Well, you know what, Maria? I am sorry to interrupt you, but we already have a caller. So, caller, you're live on the show. Nikki, I know this is you. How are you? What's your question for Maria? And let's get this question going.
Hi, Max. How are you?
Hello, Nikki. Fine, thank you.
Hi, Maria. How are you? What is my question? Oh, good question. I generally just... At this moment, I don't know if it's too vague, but where do I go from here? I don't know if
that
makes
sense. You go from there. Well, what it is that I see you doing, I see you writing a lot, and or you should be writing a lot. Write in your journal a lot. Ask that question of yourself.
Max, there's a very serious.
Would be a. I see a big question mark. You go. Situation, yet you would have to make a choice. Like, do I stay here? Do I move to Europe? Do I move to California? And go with it. Just don't. You like to be in control. I see you're a little bit of a control freak. I don't know if that makes sense to you. you like to know what it is that is going on all the time. Let the current take you a little bit. There is a lot of water around you. A lot of water. Do you know if there is water in your chart, like Scorpio, Cancer?
Yeah, I'm Scorpio. I'm a water sign.
Oh, you are a Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm Scorpio,
okay, so,
and I've had a water sign in my life as well, yeah.
Yes, I feel a lot of that. So I feel that you should let things alone. There is that you're going to be getting into, and there's going to be a dilemma from now to March. Let people help you. Speak to people. You're very private. Although you talk a lot, but you say nothing. You don't reveal anything of yourself. You have been a bit sarcastic lately, and then it bothers you, and you say, you know, why am I getting like this? It's because you don't want to face what it is that is coming up, and what is coming up is a great change. But you don't, by letting go, you will sit tighter on the driver's seat. You're not going to lose control. You're so afraid of losing control. Relax. Uh-huh. Your stomach is in a knot. So anyway, there's going to be great career moves. You're going to have a lot of great options by March, from now to March. From now to then, keep writing in your journal. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. So, Maria,
thank you.
Have a good night. You got that bang on about Scorpio. Look at you, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, I'm lucky guess.
Now, Maria, we have other callers, but before we take those calls, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Audra, Max.
Hi, Audra. What's your question? Be specific for Maria.
Who is that? My question is, I need to make a choice whether to blend the family or not. And I wanted to know...
She needs to start it. She needs to make a choice about what?
About blending the family.
Blending or lending? I don't understand.
Blending. She has two
blending
families.
Blending with
she
a
wants
B.
To, she wants to put them together. Is it a good choice to put them
okay,
together?
Okay. What is your name, dear?
Audra.
Okay. Your question is, if you want to blend your family or something like that, who's the A around you? I see A. I see you talk about family and I got an A initial. Is there anyone in your family with an A initial?
My girls are both A. And so
yeah,
am I.
Because I get A, and then I get, I see blending of families, and I get A, and I get a D. Is that part of the blending, the D?
Yes.
You need to wait. I feel you're rushing a little bit. I feel you're settling for things right now. If you make a move right now, it's not going to be the greatest. Take it easy. Give it time. Not yet.
I will.
Not yet. And I see you. You're good with the words. You do something with the words, like speaking, writing. I feel a lot of. I feel you're going to be learning. Are you thinking of do some things for yourself? Wait for about 9 months before this blending. One of your children has a problem with focusing, like paying attention. You know, I don't know which child.
Right.
I don't know if she's hyperactive. I don't know if she's got a little bit of dyslexia. Whatever it is going to pass. But she needs time. She needs time right now. So just get into things to do with, on the contrary, do more with your children right now. Go and take a foreign language together. Go and learn Greek. have I answered your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Aldra, thank you so much for calling. Maria, I don't know if you heard or not. I don't know if you heard or not, Maria, but Aldra is, she said she's a teacher. She teaches foreign language, Spanish and, Maria, you're blowing up our lines. Tamara, give me 1 second. We've got another call. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Katie. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Katie. What's your specific question for Maria?
You know, what should I do with my career? Am I going and, you know, am I moving in another direction?
This is, you're asking a whole reading. You're not asking a question. A specific question, please.
Oh, with my career, should I, you know, what should I do with
and
my career?
First of all, Katie, when you say to me, should I, then I don't have anything to say. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I do not tell people, I don't advise people what to do. I can suggest them, but when you say, should I, it's difficult. Could you please rephrase your question? Do you know what I mean? The should I don't want that responsibility.
Okay. Am I in the right field? Like, am I?
Yes, you are. However, there will be expansion. You will have a new job, new position, that it could be in the same job right now, but the position will be changed. I feel what your heart's desire would be to be in your own business. Have you ever thought of that?
I'm working for someone else.
I didn't say you are. I said your heart's desire would be to be in your own business. Have you ever thought of that?
I have, absolutely.
Okay, I feel that there is a J initial. A J is in Gene, J is in Joy. And there's also a B, B is in Boy. And I don't. They don't have to be together, the initials. But there could be companies, there could be people you're going to be working with. You're going to have an offer from someone from the past, a job you have had in the past that they're going to offer you to be with them. But that will happen from now till September. Then you're going to know. But definitely there is newness and there is success with you.
Okay, great.
All right?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Katie. All right, we're going to hold the calls, everyone, for just a minute, because Tamara, I need you to talk up here, girl. What's going on? Can you believe this?
Yeah. You know, wow. I just love what you're saying, Maria. And one of the things you said in the beginning
Tamara.
Of the show. Hi. One of the things you said in the beginning. How are you? I'm so blessed to connect with you right now, and I'm just so excited that you come from a space where we all have these psychic abilities and that all of us are able to tap into that. What's one of the things that all of us could do to just start to quiet our minds, quiet our hearts, to be able to hear like the type of messages that you're giving our callers right now?
You just described what it is we should do. You just said quiet our minds, pay attention.
That's it, isn't it?
Pay attention. How many times, Tamara, you said, gee, I knew it afterwards.
Yes. Yes.
So write the times down that you say, I knew it. And then it is all right there. Well, Tamara, come to the workshop. I'm going to teach you how to do it. You especially, you do pay attention because you're a person who likes detail.
Yes.
And what I'd like to tell you is that don't freak out when you skip details, okay? You're normal. And you like details so much, so you do pay attention. However, you've been extremely skeptical in your life. Although this year it would bring phenomenal things to you, phenomenal, a lot of stuff.
Now, Tamara, it's interesting that you said, "What can we do?" Because Maria's coming out with a new CD, and everyone, you can find it.
On...
Yes.
Maria is coming out with a book that actually it's great in Europe, and it's called Discover Your Power and Create Your Future, and it will be done in English within the next 2 months, and then we will be on the air again and talk about it. As for the other things that I've been working on, I'm not at liberty about the CD to really talk about it. I wish we could have a sample to hear it, but I don't want to talk about it much.
Okay, well, I have a sample. Do you want to play the sample or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, so why don't we'll do the setup. Ronan, can we get the sample? Let's play about a minute and a half of it instead of two. So we're going to get the sample of what you're going to understand.
Yeah,
what
Maria does. Piece of the sample that is everybody's voice.
Yep, we're going to play the sample, and then Maria, you're going to explain to us afterwards what the sample is that we heard. Okay, Ronan, let's get it playing.
And I'd like to just close your eyes and experience a long moment of quietness. And as you're being quiet, I'd like you to begin tuning in to every single sound that you hear, including my voice, till all sounds blend into one tune. And relax. Give your mind and body permission to relax, beginning with your forehead, your eyelids, your facial muscles, your head, the back of your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your stomach. Allow your breathing to be normal. Normal breath. Normal heartbeat. I'd like you to become aware of your heartbeat. That is the sound that will keep you grounded and within your bodies. You may hear everything that I say, and your mind will be open and receptive to positive suggestion only. And again, relax. Now experience a long moment of quietness.
Wow, Maria, your voice is amazing.
Thank you so very much. This is a CD with the title World Peace, and I'm sure you've recognized the lovely, spiritual, wonderful voice of Vanessa Williams. And she's a great friend, and we decided to do this together. We'll let you know of our plans about that CD some other time.
And so that's Vanessa Williams.
And that we're going to do at the workshop. That's a meditation that I would do.
Beautiful.
You know, the music in the background is very angelic, almost like a haunting that is just inviting.
Yeah, the music is done by George Brown from Kool & the Gang, the man who wrote... It's a Ladies' Night, Celebrate. That is his music. All my meditation CDs, I have quite a few on various subjects that actually they are available. They've been available shortly in a matter of 200 weeks. And all the music is done by George Brown, and another super spiritual individual.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And it is so, that's the meditation that I teach. It is very simple. It's a visualization technique. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of freedom in it. I do not ask anyone to concentrate. And it is magic. I mean, I was listening to it, and I was just saying, oh, okay, now Max is going to go under, and he's going to meditate. And then what do we do without him?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know, Maria, I wish I had time to meditate.
Who's a Virgo? Is anybody a Virgo around you guys?
A Virgo? No.
Well, that would be me.
There you go.
Oh, well, what do you say? No.
Not me. Tamara, yes.
Yes. Yes, I am a Virgo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, Tamara, you are a Virgo.
I am.
And also, Ronan is a Virgo, our engineer who's
our
on
producer.
Tonight. Our engineer,
yeah.
Yep.
Did he work around this piece that we heard?
Yeah, he just did.
Okay, that's what I felt. I felt a Virgo, and especially around the meditation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Maria, wow, I was saying before that I had someone actually text me a question, and her name is Rose from Florida, and Rose would like to know if she's going to find her soulmate in this life.
Yes, she's going to find her soulmate in this life. There's a Ness initial that I get with her soulmate. And also, I feel that Rose is going to be moving, not far, but she's going to be moving. And she has got to let go of the past, though. Please do tell her that. She needs to let go of the past. Let the past be past.
Mm.
Do you know this girl, this person, Rose?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yes. Does it make sense to you about the past?
Absolutely.
She really needs to let go. She harps on it. Maybe she doesn't feel it that she does, but, you know, she does. And she's going to have great changes. And, you know, she has had... A soulmate is a very interesting concept. You could be my soulmate. My brother could be my soulmate. But your twin soul is what it is that you need to find in this lifetime. And it's a good question, the way she put it, because not every time, we do not find a twin soul in all lifetimes. She will in this one, and the person, her soulmate, her twin soul may be a doctor, and or a practitioner of some sort, a healer of some sort, and it would be wonderful because she has a lot of healing talents herself.
Amazing.
Mm.
You sound like it doesn't fit?
No, I'm saying like you're yeah. So right on, because she's actually also very psychic as well.
Absolutely. Well, I told you she has a lot of healing talents.
Yeah, tons of them. But, okay, now people are sending me text messages saying you're taking callers. Are you going to talk about your life with Maria?
That's what I was just going to ask. Maria, do you get a hit? Yeah, I want to see if Maria gets a hit on you, Max.
What's going on now?
Do you have a specific question for Maria, Max?
I haven't thought of one because I'm just so concerned about my callers getting in tonight that I haven't even thought of one.
I know.
I wouldn't do that to you anyway. I wouldn't want to bring your laundry out in the open.
But you know what, Maria? I will ask you a question because it's only fair.
My question
to you would be, for career-wise, right now I'm doing, obviously, the radio show.
Television.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Television, stay away from politics. People will push you later on to go into politics. Later on is great, but not now.
Okay.
Ooh,
you will make a difference. Actually, you're a spiritual leader. You don't know it yet. You're learning a lot of things. You're like a sponge. You keep getting a lot of information, and one day there will be light, and you will formulate what you're learning. The universe, God will help you to get out there. You will be much more known than you are, so you can do the work. You're very instrumental in bridging the gap from the old to the new. It's very, very simple, from the old to the new. And I feel that you will work with many mediums, with a lot of mediums, such as like television, writing, internet, all of that, and successfully. And there will be a partner to help you with all this. Let someone help you. The universe will help you, will send you people to help. Now, the other thing that I'm getting is watch out for your ankles, your feet. Your ankles are a little weird. I don't know if you have any sensitivity down there.
I broke my ankle falling off my horse.
Don't worry about your health, because you get weird ideas about your health. Your health is fine. You're not going to die from illness. And at about 130, maybe they'll shoot you to die or something like that. But your mind goes into a lot of things because you've got the guy into the mind, and it's just your ankles and your stomach is into knots sometimes. And I see that you want to reduce weight for some reason?
Yes.
I've never met you, so I don't know.
Yes.
Well, let it happen then. Do you know what I mean? Just let it happen.
I am on the road right now, actually.
And what it is you need to preserve, you need to be cautious about your vocal cords because there's an inflammation there.
Mm.
And what you need to do is just get quiet for for quite a few hours per time, that you do not say a word.
Okay.
Because there is sensitivity there, and you're going to need your voice eventually for the things that you want to do.
Wow.
Now,
does
what is the time
Max?
Frame? Yeah, absolutely. What is the time frame we're looking at for television? Do you see a specific time frame?
Yeah. I think you may even know as early as January as to what the plans are. And what it is that I'm getting that you're not thinking about is I'd like to see you write something, a proposal. You write the proposal and you go and say, listen, that's what I have. That's my idea. That's my idea. And you have ideas not only about your own show, but you have ideas about maybe sitcom or maybe something different. Maybe it's a game. Maybe I don't know what it is, but get all those ideas you have down on paper. You're a super inventive man. You have ideas. Sometimes you're saying, if they knew what I'm thinking, they would lock me up. That's true.
Oh, like the Marquis de Sade,
but everything is permitted on television, though. So write up your proposals and take them in.
Yeah, because, you know, Maria, I have some other TV show ideas that I've written.
Mm. Perfect.
Tamara, can you hear me? Because I think we might have lost Maria.
I can hear you. I think we lost her, honey. I can't. She's gone.
Well, that's all right. We're still here. So, Tamara, can
Did you know? Yes.
Everything you've said, Tamara, like about this is like so coming to fruition.
Yes.
Now I'm a little confused. Who's
there you.
Okay, hi, Marie. We thought we lost you.
Oh, we thought we lost
you. Oh, no. I'm sitting right here waiting, guys. You guys.
Okay. So
I have a
question from Ronan, who's the Virgo, who's our engineer tonight. And he wants to know if the projects that he's working on right now are going to go in the right direction.
Yes, it will. He's got three projects, actually. Ronan is the kind of guy who can have about three, four different careers in his lifetime. His emotional state is a little, you know, weird. He's nice, wonderful, giving, considerate till he thinks that somebody wants to step on his toes. And if he thinks somebody is going to step on his toes, he can get wild, he can blow things, he can destroy things for himself. Tell him not to take things personally, to be patient. He is very responsible of what he does, and as long as he's going to be very present in the projects he's going to do, they're going to be successful.
Well, he just wrote me that he got goosebumps. So I guess you're right on with that. And thank you, he says.
And he's a little crazy, okay? But it's okay. There's a lot of us out there.
Crazy makes the world go round.
Yeah, I mean, he is. You know what I'm going to tell you?
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Wow.
Our lines are open, everyone. So if you want to be bold enough, I think a lot of people get into it, and then they get fear, and then they don't call in. So that's
it is very late, and we're yapping, you know, so we're yapping so much that they want to go to bed.
Yeah, but in LA, it's only 8:30.
That's right. Hey, Maria, let me ask you. What about like my direction in career? Do you see anything? I've got like maybe three things going on at once.
After the career, I didn't understand what you said.
Well, I mean, I've got workshops coming up. I'm an author. I've got a resort that I've been
developing.
Hold on,
because I hear you. I hear there's a reverberation. I hear you and your echo. At the same time, I don't know why. And
so, Maria, what Tamara's asking is she's got a lot of projects going on right now. Is she going in the right direction because she's got workshops?
Well, she's going in the right direction, but there's a lot of changes, actually, like huge changes for her, things that she was working on last year. She may have to change around completely and do them differently. I see her spending a lot of time at a different coast. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's the East Coast, West Coast, or some sort of coast somewhere on Earth. Uh-huh. And a lot of success, actually. Are you kidding me? A lot. She, being a Virgo means she had Saturn sitting on her for 2.5 years till October 4th. So now the next 28 years, she's like success galore. She can get into whatever it is that she wants to get into, but one at a time. One at a time. That's what I'm getting. And I see a Joseph, somebody named Joseph, and I don't know if it's Joseph is on this this dimension, a different dimension, J is in Joseph, and which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spiritual guide that is guiding you, Tamara. Really wonderful. Wow. And do you have anyone who has died young around you?
Anyone who died young at a young age? Well, my mom had a miscarriage after me.
Because, well, it's very interesting, though, but that entity, because it died very young, is definitely around you, and you're sensing it. You're sensing it a lot. Sometimes you know. You used to get scared a lot when you were little, and wanting the light on, and you're not anymore. You're understanding yourself now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is really wonderful.
Wow.
And don't worry, you're not going crazy, okay?
Thank God.
You're not, because you got so much energy. Sometimes you don't know what to do with it, and you feel you're going nuts.
Yes.
All right. And, excuse me real quick. I'm sorry to do this, but Tamara, get yourself together real quick, because I can feel you're about to cry. So I'll let
No, I'm perfect.
All right, because
I'm perfect.
So, caller, you're live. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Vanessa Noel.
Well, hello there, Miss Vanessa.
Vanessa,
hello. How are you?
Do you have a question for Maria?
Let me see. I'm feeling leather. Shoes, maybe.
Oh my God.
Hello. Okay, why do we have this? I don't know why we have this echo, but what is your question, Vanessa?
My question was about love and my future.
Loving your future, two men. I see two different people around you. And have you ever had a relationship with a fire sign, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries?
With a fire sign? Like what sort of a fire sign?
I told you fire sign is a Sagittarius, Leo, Aries.
A long time ago.
Because I feel that you're going to, there's two men around, two people around, I feel that you will be in a position to make a choice. There's a difference in age. One person is quite a bit older than you, and the other person is sort of young. One of them will remind you of someone in the past. Your love life will be okay for a while, just okay though. It is not time for you to make big decisions like making commitments. But there is something very lucky about you. You and a person that will have a lot of fire in their chart, like the signs that I mentioned, will know that could be rising sign, could be moon. It would be a person who's going to bring a lot of luck to you, like the combination would be very good. I feel somebody with a great smile, possibly with dimples. And no, I don't feel you know the person yet. If you do, there is no relationship yet to speak of.
Okay, so you don't think I know this person yet?
I cannot. There is echo. I cannot understand you. Max, is Vanessa.
What were you saying, Vanessa?
I said, because there's a weird echo with this phone. I said, so I don't know this person yet?
So, Maria, her question was she does not know the person yet?
I already said that. Maybe she didn't hear me. I said, if she knows this person, she could know the person before she asked me, I said that, but that doesn't mean that there's a committed relationship between them yet, if any commitment. Do you know what I mean? She could know the person, because the person is very near. If she does know them today, she'll know them tomorrow. Do you know what I'm saying? But there's nothing committed yet. She could know the person, well, but she's got to take it easy. Now, the reason that she's going to be meeting two people at the same time, have two people, is so she doesn't feel that she's settling for anyone, that she has choices. But she's a type of person that would say, well, gee, there was no one else, so I settled for this one. So that's what it's going to be, too.
Maria, I've heard amazing things about you, amazing things.
Me
and
too.
I'm so excited
about you.
That you're on Max's radio show this evening, so I actually get to talk to you. And I'm really excited to meet you, so I hope I can come to your class in New York.
I hope you can come. It's on Tuesday, and I am going to come to your party and see you. And I already heard great things about you from a friend that saw you at another party, a lady that's in a television show, an actress, Kelly. She said to me, she's such a sweet young lady. I said, well, she looks beautiful. And I want to know the stories. I want to know the stories about the $24,000 boots.
They're worth every penny.
They are.
I'm sure.
All right, Vanessa. Oh, well, I've got other callers, but I love you, and I would love to have you on all night. You know that, but we got to be fair.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to meet you, Maria.
Okay, me too.
I adore you, Max.
I adore you, too. Have a wonderful night. Bye, Vanessa.
Bye, Vanessa.
All right, again, callers, you're calling in. We've got you on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi there, Max. It's Chanel from Connecticut. I'm calling about my career. I was wondering where I'm going, and I'm going to be happy in the future with what I'm going to decide to do.
What is your name, please?
Pino.
Pino.
Dino?
Pino with a P. P-I-N.
Pino. Okay. You wondering about your career, Pino? The very first thing that I get, although it may be against your religion, but I feel real estate development, and I don't know if you've been thinking about getting into real estate development. And I know most of you guys out there are into finance and so forth and hedge funds and everything. However, I'm getting very strongly something about property development. That doesn't mean that you are not going to be doing other things that you're doing. And I get someone with a name around you, which could be a company and or a person, and you people are going to do extremely, extremely well. But I mean, very well. You just need to believe it, though, because I feel the last 18 months you've been a bit up and down for many different reasons.
Yes, that sounds pretty really correct.
Excuse me?
Yes, that sounds really correct.
Absolutely correct. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and have a great night.
Thank you.
All right. Maria, again, hit the nail on the head with Pino from Connecticut.
Well, if you will come to our workshop, you're going to learn how to do this too, although you already know how to do it, but you can get even better at it. You know that I have, Max, I have taught so many people. Actually, I have an amazing psychic that I want to tell you. She's been trying to call. I taught her ever since she was a young child. Her name is Dina Paruano. She's in Los Angeles. She's my protege, number one protege. She's amazing.
Well, we have her online right now. So, Dina, are you here?
Yes. I don't know if she's there anymore.
Hello, Dina?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Dina.
How are you?
I don't think that's Dina.
This is another Dina. Dina, hi. We just had another Dina. But Dina, what's your question that you have?
Is that funny? I started talking about Dina, and Dina is on the line. Another Dina?
Another Dina, Maria.
Is that weird?
So, Dina, what's your question for Maria?
There's two Dinas. Which Dina? The Dina and Greg Show Dina, or the other?
The LA Talk Radio Dina.
Okay, Dina Talk.
Oh, Lord, I didn't have a specific question, but I'm really interested in what my life might look like in the future.
So I stay away from married men.
Ooh, I haven't even been near a married man, honey.
The what?
I have not even been near a married man.
Yeah, you haven't been near, but they will be near you. I feel that I see you've been quite happy, and you need to be really specific.
Okay. I like that.
How about me? Am I going to be near? I can't be another married man. I got to be done with the married men.
Now, I don't know who you guys are talking, because there's a lot of echo. You know, when Wayne was on, there was not echo on the radio.
Who's this with that question?
This is Greg from...
Greg has a question. He wants to know...
Okay, Greg, what would you like to know?
I would also like to know about my love life.
What about your love life?
Is there going to be a man in my life anytime soon?
Is there going to be a man in your life? Is that what you said?
Sometime soon.
Yeah, but you really... Who's in your past? Is there a name in your past?
No, I don't.
Because I feel that there's a lot, you still hung up on the past a little bit.
Okay.
But yes, you are going to be with someone, but you got to be patient, because this person will be traveling a lot. I don't know if you travel a lot, but this person will be traveling a lot. And you need to be a little patient. Are you studying something right now?
Yes.
Because I feel that it's very important for you to focus on this training or studying that you're doing right now.
Thank you.
And after that, there'll be miracles. Wonderful people.
And you know what? I've got to tell you, Maria, that's the Dina and Greg show here on LA Talk Radio. That's Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, and they've got a live show going on right now. So thank you guys for tuning in on my show while I'm on your show.
Well, thank you for letting us join
in.
You're
so welcome.
Oh, my God.
We're crossing all borders tonight with technology. So again, that's the Dina and Greg show on LA Talk Radio at 7 p.m. LA time. Tonight they've got a two-hour special, so keep listening to them. Thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to call you. How long are you guys doing? Another hour? I'm going to call you in after my show. Are you wrapping up too?
We are wrapping up right now.
All right. Well, you do your wrap up and I'm going to finish up with Maria. But have a fun night, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. So, Maria, tell us about your Dina.
My Dina is Dina Paruano. She's a 30-something girl, year-old girl, and actress. And she's my godchild. And I taught her how to be a psychic, and she is doing so well. We did a workshop together, and we're going to have another one in L.A. around February, as I'm going to have one in New York with Dr. Jane Greer, which I'd love you to have on your show. I'm going to tell you all about her. So Dina is such a pride and joy, because we all need to leave heritage here. With what we do, with what we've accomplished. And I feel so wonderful that even one person was able to get on the path because of my teaching. You know, it's really something. It's absolutely very rewarding.
Well, what's really something is that we're going to have to wrap this show up, Maria, because...
Oh, my God.
Time flies, but before we do that, I've got a text message from... Paul, and Paul wants to know if his marketing business is going to take off.
Yes, it will. And whatever he's lost within the last, he's lost some stuff within the last 18 months, he will make up. He will make up. And could you please tell people that how to get hold of me again?
Oh, we have five more minutes, so we're good. But Maria's number, everyone, is 212-935-4441. M. Papapetros. Go on Facebook, because you can find her there. She's on my page, Maria Papapetros B, the little B, the letter B for boy, everyone. Check that out. Google her. Go on Facebook, Maria Papapetros, the letter B. I'll friend request her to everyone that I know. If you want to know her on my Facebook page or Tamara's, friend requester will send it your way, right, Tamara?
They can add me as a friend.
So I have a question, and I'm sure Tamara has the same question. Maria, what do you see for Tamara for our radio show here on LA Talk Radio?
Yes!
Absolute success. The holidays, they're going to be magical for you. You're already thinking what to do for the holidays. Well, you will be inspired, and I'm predicting that a miracle will occur as you're on the air. I don't know which night around the holidays, and it will really... it's awesome. It will be awesome.
Amazing.
I mean, we had like a tiny thing to where I started for no reason talking to you about Edina, and Edina called. Okay, that's synchronicity. But I'm talking about a miracle, like you'll see a light. People, something will happen as you are on the air around the holidays. The holidays will be phenomenal, and they're going to really set the pace for the next season next year, you know, with the radio and other things to do, because you love the radio. You're going to do other things, but doesn't mean that you guys get on television that you don't do radio, because you love it. It's a great medium, and it loves you.
Fantastic. And
if
now,
I answer your question,
what do you see for LA Talk Radio, for the station here? Do we see success for LA Talk Radio, continued success?
They're going to be making money. A lot of money, a lot of money, a lot of money, a lot of money.
There you go, Sam.
A lot of money, actually. And, I mean, like a lot. And to the point that somebody may start wanting to buy into their business, an actor, famous actor, and man or woman, I don't know. And do you know anybody named Anthony?
Do I know, or does Tamara?
You. Max, do you know anybody named Anthony? A guy with an A initial, is really going to propose something amazing to you soon.
I have to think about that. I'm sure. I know so many people with the initial A.
The person will come up and propose something to you.
Business wise.
Yes.
I mean, now you know. That's interesting.
Business wise.
Well, you know, I've got to ask you a question, because I have a chef that's working with me, Francois, and we're looking to go in the restaurant industry right now to open up another restaurant.
Absolutely.
Do you see that happening? And do you see the money coming in?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of money coming from Canada. And I don't know if you guys know people in Canada, but I felt Canada all of a sudden. And I feel not only a restaurant, but you may get it into a chain going or franchising.
All right, well, we've got one more caller before we go. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Lauren, Hollywood.
Hi, Lauren, and what's your specific question for Maria?
Hi, Maria. I'm at the two-year part of my relationship, and I'm considering ending my relationship. I don't know if that's the right idea.
Oh, hold on a moment, because Max, what did Lorna say?
Okay, so she's asking if her relationship that she wants to end after 2 years is a good idea.
A good idea, because this person has not been listening, has not been getting the message, and this person will listen only when he walks. I think it's a very good idea, and very good idea. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to make up, but her ending it, it's really good. It's not going anywhere the way it is.
Okay, and what if he is trying to convince me that he'll change?
Excuse me?
What if he convinces her that he's going to change?
Let him change, and then we'll talk about it. He's not going to change without counseling.
And you know what? I just want to tell you, change doesn't change until you change. So if that's what he's got to do, if he's going to change, he's going to change and then figure it out. But don't waste your life and don't waste your time on a man.
Nothing's going to happen. The only way for him to understand it is if she walks.
Yeah. Right. You've got to walk for him to get
away,
girl.
For quite
you got that?
So, okay, thank you.
Absolutely, have a great night. And you know,
this one is a very nice person who calls, and she has great energy.
Laura, you have great energy.
I appreciate that.
Great energy.
So keep going, keep the smile on your face.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great night. So Maria, we're going to have to wrap the show up, but Tamara, before we go anywhere, what are we going to do? We've got to get going.
Yeah, well, how about a quote? I've got a beautiful quote.
What's your quote?
It says, forgiveness is almost a selfish act because of its immense benefits to the one who forgives. And that's by Blackwell, Lawana.
Wow. Well, you know what, everyone? Maria's number again is 212-935-4441. She has left the studio. We don't have her on the show anymore, but we thank her so much for calling in tonight and being part of our show. Callers, we're sorry if we didn't reach your call. My quote is, if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, then you better wake up and pay attention.
Wow.
Tamara, I...
listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.